If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Harvey Weinstein bombshell.
The New York appeals court overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape convictions.
What the jury foreman told us.
Totally in shock. Totally in shock.
Then Trump on trial, taking it to the streets.
USA! USA!
And the Karen factor, the former Playboy playmate.
Shocking new testimony today that Trump paid $150,000 to buy her silence.
And confined to paradise, two Americans. They never knew each other.
But now they're banned from going home because of what was found in their luggage.
The kids are hanging in there. It's been really difficult.
Plus, the reporter surrounded.
It's getting a little nasty here.
At graduation jitters.
Oh! Will the student protesters disrupt graduation ceremonies across the nation?
And the graduate who's so fed up with campus chaos, she's tearing her diploma. Then missing cat mystery.
We could not find her anywhere.
She climbed into an Amazon box and ended up 650 miles away.
I opened her box and out popped a kitty cat.
And imagine going bungee jumping without the cord. Who would do something like this? Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, and today for Deborah. It's a bombshell. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction is being overturned because he didn't get a fair trial. Now we're getting exclusive reaction from the foreman of the jury that convicted Weinstein in what was considered a pivotal moment of the Me Too era.
There's big reaction today to the bombshell news that Harvey Weinstein's sex abuse convictions in New York have been thrown out.
Breaking news, the New York appeals court overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction.
Reporter Allison Hall spoke to Bernard Cody, who served as jury foreman at the trial and voted to convict.
When you saw the news this morning that Weinstein's conviction had been overturned, what did you think?
I was totally in shock, because it took us a long time to come to that decision, and then for them to overturn it, it was totally shocking.
Weinstein was convicted of sexual offenses against two accusers, Jessica Mann and Mimi Haley. He was found not guilty of raping actress Annabella Sciorra. But three other accusers he was not charged with assaulting were also allowed to testify.
Now the highest court in New York State today ruled that the trial judge made a mistake in allowing testimony that included, quote, uncharged, alleged prior sexual acts.
Actress Ashley Judd, whose accusations against Weinstein triggered the Me Too movement, hit out today.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal. And our institutions betray survivors of male sexual violence.
Arthur Idala represents Weinstein.
Do you think there will be a retrial?
That's up to the district attorney. He's got to assess his witnesses. We're ready to go.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says we will do everything in our power to retry this case. It's not expected Weinstein will be set free immediately from the prison in Rome, New York, where he's incarcerated. He was sentenced to 16 years in California for a separate rape conviction, although that case is also being appealed on the same grounds as New York.
Do you think that there's a world where Weinstein will walk free one day?
Yes, absolutely.
And it was a historic day for Donald Trump. In Washington, the Supreme Court heard arguments on whether he should have presidential immunity in his election interference case. While in New York, his hush money trial moved forward. And while adult film star Stormy Daniels is at the center of the case, it's actually another woman who may be called as a witness that court watchers say makes Trump nervous. Former Playboy model Karen McDougal. Anne Mercogliano tells us why.
She's the former Playboy model who says she had a 10-month affair with Donald Trump. And today, Karen McDougal was back in the spotlight at his hush money trial.
Mr. Trump,
you were together
many dozens of times.
And
yes.
You were intimate.
Yes.
Many dozens of times.
Karen McDougal's claims reportedly infuriated former First Lady Melania Trump much more than porn star Stormy Daniels' allegations. Why? Because McDougal said her relationship with Trump was more than a one-night stand. Trump, it's claimed, even brought her to his apartment at Trump Tower.
Everyone talks about Stormy Daniels, but Karen McDougal agitated Melania Trump more so.
Were you in love with him?
I was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you think he was in love with you?
He was, yeah.
Did Donald Trump ever say to you that he loved you?
All the time.
David Pecker, former publisher of the National Enquirer, testified today that when McDougal tried to sell her story, he believed her because Trump seemed to know her well. When I got on the phone, Mr. Trump said to me, Karen is a nice girl. Pecker says he paid McDougal $150,000. We didn't want the story to embarrass Mr. Trump or hurt the campaign.
Hi there, I'm Karen McDougal.
McDougal now lives a quiet life in Arizona. She still works as a model and records cameos for $150 a pop.
All right, take care. Bye.
Today is a momentous day for Trump. He's waging legal battles on two fronts, here in downtown Manhattan and in Washington, where the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments over whether he should be immune from prosecution for the January 6th riots.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
His day began at 6:30 a.m. with a campaign stop at a construction site.
They've taken my constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference.
Then it was on to the courthouse. The Trump team orders takeout for lunch. Earlier this week, it was from McDonald's. 27 quarter pounders, 27 fries, chicken nuggets, and filet-o-fishes. It came to $700, and the McDonald's workers were quoted saying they didn't even leave a tip. Nothing. At the end of the day's testimony, Trump had this to say.
I was forced to be here, and I'm glad I was because it was a very interesting day in a certain way.
These two Americans went to Turks and Caicos for some fun in the sun. Now they're trapped in paradise, not allowed to leave after getting caught with ammunition in their luggage. As Les Trent reports, they are now desperate to get home to their families.
The Caribbean island paradise of Turks and Caicos is turning into a prison for these two Americans. Ryan Watson and Brian Hagerich never knew each other, but they were both arrested in separate cases at the airport as they were returning home from their family vacations. Why? Because they had forgotten they had ammunition in their carry-on luggage. Under Turks and Caicos law, a passenger trying to board a plane with a gun or ammunition is subject to a mandatory 12 years in jail. Brian Hagerich is in his 72nd day of confinement on the island. Authorities refused to let him leave, but his wife and children were permitted to go home.
They found deer hunting ammunition within my checked luggage, the bag that I frequently use on weekend trips to our hunting property, other hunting trips.
Brian's wife, Ashley, is home now in Pennsylvania.
It's truly unbearable.
Never in a million years did I think a vacation to one of our favorite places in the world would end up to our family being completely just devastated and ripped apart. But the kids are hanging in there. It's been really difficult. They both are huge daddy's kids, and they miss him very, very much.
Ryan Watson was arrested 2 weeks ago. His wife, Valerie, is back home in Oklahoma.
He can't be there for 12 years. Like, these kids cannot be without their dad for 12 years.
Both men are stunned that their Caribbean vacations may now end in prison time.
I never in a million years thought that something like this could happen.
The U.S. State Department just issued a warning to check bags for ammunition and firearms before traveling to Turks and Caicos. The unrest on college campuses couldn't come at a worse time as universities gear up for graduation season. Today, USC canceled their ceremony, which was expected to draw 65,000 people. Meantime, at Columbia, bleachers are being set up just feet away from where pro-Palestinian demonstrators have set up camp.
Let her go! Violence is ramping up just as commencement preparations are underway. At Columbia University, a huge tent city still sits on the site where the upcoming commencement ceremony is about to take place. The pro-Palestine protesters have been told they have until midnight to leave. As the tent city continues to occupy parts of Columbia University's campus, the school has begun setting up for its commencement ceremony. And there is growing concern among graduating seniors that the festivities could be interrupted by the demonstrators.
What happens if the encampment is still here when commencement is supposed to happen?
Then that's the university's fault. It's the university's decision whether or not to divest and disclose the financials of the institution. If they don't want to do that, we're going to stay here.
Protesters pushed aside security guards to storm the Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan. And there were chaotic scenes at Emory University in Atlanta, where cops used tear gas as a tent city was cleared. Some professors at the University of Texas at Austin are refusing to teach classes today in response to police action yesterday. There was a pitched battle with state troopers. Look what happens to this news cameraman.
Oh, holy s***.
There were similar clashes at USC.
This specifically has kind of escalated to an entirely new level, and it's just creating an unsafe environment for students. I don't know how I'm supposed to be able to walk through this and get to class.
Why are you scared to show your face?
CNN reporter Nick Watt cut short a live report from USC as protesters surrounded him.
I think we should probably go because it's getting a little nasty here.
In Boston, cops battled students from Emerson University. Back in New York, an assistant chief and other officers were swarmed at NYU after arresting a woman. There were some tense moments before they escaped into a campus building. This Columbia graduate is so angered by what she's seeing, she posted this.
So today, I'd like to revoke my degree from the Jewish Free University of Columbia.
Because of the unrest, Ivy League schools are seeing a drop in applications, with many students looking at schools in the South like Clemson and Georgia Tech. The flirty off-screen relationship between Sydney Sweeney and co-star Glenn Powell helped make Anyone But You a smash hit. Now we're learning it was all an act to help market the movie.
Remember those rumors of an off-screen romance between Sydney Sweeney and Anyone But You co-star Glenn Powell? Turns out the hoopla was all part of a marketing plan to generate buzz for the 2023 rom-com, and the co-stars were in on it. In fact, it was Sydney's idea. Sometimes you just have to lean into it a bit, and it worked wonderfully. Sydney is very smart, Powell tells the New York Times. The co-stars fueled flames of an off-screen romance as recently as last month when the 26-year-old made her SNL hosting debut with Powell planted strategically in the audience.
The craziest rumor I've seen is that while I was filming Anyone But You, I was having an affair with my co-star Glenn Powell.
It definitely worked. Anyone But You grossed $219 million at the box office. Cats love climbing into boxes, but this feline picked the wrong one. It was an Amazon box, and yep, as Jim Murray reports, the kitty ended up being shipped out on a 6-day journey.
This sweet cat has gone missing. Her owners are frantic.
We could not find her anywhere, and she's an indoor cat. She usually is my buddy and stays right next to me all the time.
Carrie Clark's cat, Galena, vanished from her home in Utah. Carrie and husband Matt searched everywhere.
We made up flyers. We plastered them across all of the neighborhoods around us.
6 days later, just when they were losing hope, the couple received a stunning phone call. The cat Galena had been found in a box at an Amazon return center 650 miles away in Riverside, California.
It was a pretty intense moment in the warehouse when they opened her box and out popped a kitty cat.
They might have thought it was animal cruelty.
Many of them thought, from what I heard, that, like, what kind of sick person ships their cat in the mail?
It turns out Galena had hidden in this Amazon box that was filled with shoe returns.
We realized that she must have jumped into our package without us knowing. And, you know, like the saddest thing in the entire world, we literally took her to the UPS store and she was shipped out to California. Like, it's awful.
As many cat owners will tell you, their felines love to hide. YouTube is filled with adorable cat-in-the-box videos. Upon discovering Galena, a kind-hearted Amazon employee immediately took her to a vet.
We've gotten some strange things, but definitely never a live cat. Her eyes were the largest eyes I've ever seen on a cat before. She was petrified.
Good girl.
Imagine 6 days without water or food, and she's still alive. Carrie and Matt quickly jumped on a red-eye flight. Here's the emotional moment so they're reunited with Galena.
I told you Mommy Daddy were coming.
Can you say hi?
And here's Galena today, totally recovered from that wild Amazon box adventure.
And Galena was able to breathe thanks to a small hole in the box.
Next, imagine going bungee jumping without the cord. Who would do something like this? And talk about a rough landing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything, from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
These daredevils are bungee jumping without a safety cord. But is it safe?
Are these people completely nuts? They're bungee jumping minus the bungee cord. It's a 140-foot free fall. This lady is given a choice for liftoff.
You want to count down 3, 2, 1, or do you want a little bit of a surprise?
She dangles for a moment, then... surprise! The drop lasts about 4.5 seconds, and you land in this safety net. This is how bungee jumping is usually done, with the safety of a cord. But this jump is altogether different. The cordless bungee jump is happening at Velocity Adrenaline Park in New Zealand.
The whole reason there is no rope is when you drop, you're meant to have that stomach drop feeling of nothing being around you.
Eden Tagiatama has done the jump herself 10 times.
When I drop, you kind of feel like you want to grab onto something. So I guess that's part of the adrenaline part of things.
We showed the video to Hollywood stuntman Corey Flacker.
You could get whiplash. Worst case scenario, you could have a heart attack.
So jump at your own risk.
I'll pass, thank you. Coming up, a really rough plane landing caught on tape.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you. Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
It's a flight you don't want to be on. A Lufthansa 747 had a rough landing at Los Angeles Airport, hitting the runway hard and bouncing twice, prompting the pilot to abort and circle the airport. The plane successfully landed a short time later. Coming up, caught red-handed. Finally, not exactly a smooth criminal.
Caught in the act.
Are you drinking my coffee?
Girl. Little sis isn't buying it.
He is.
Quick, get rid of the evidence.
Gotcha. See you next time.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.